I'm Sarah Prout, and I want you to manifest anything that your heart desires. As a survivor of 10 years of domestic violence, I went from living on welfare as a single mother to now helping millions of people around the world to follow their dreams. Now I'm on a soulful mission to inspire and empower you to believe that anything is possible. Are you ready to begin your journey to manifesting? Great, then let's get started. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to today's show. This is episode number 41 of the Journey to Manifesting podcast. It is such a pleasure to be here with you today. And I mean it when I say this, that you guys are incredible. The reviews that you have been leaving me on iTunes have just warmed my heart. It really gives me some excellent feedback as to what I'm doing right and how I'm really connecting to you guys at a really deep level. For instance, and this is where it gets very serious when you're in this kind of transformational business, is that somebody sent me a message the other day saying that this podcast helped to save their life. Now, I don't say this or take this lightly at all. It actually means so much to me when somebody reaches out and they say that just a tiny idea, a concept, or even like an Instagram quote, you know, those positive, powerful affirmations, they help to set just a sense of comfort within their heart. And I'm just so grateful to have connected to the people that really need help or guidance or wisdom. And it's not really about me. This work is very impersonal. It's about what you, as the reader, the listener, the viewer, are open to receiving. And I do know that at least 10 people that were pondering ending their own lives haven't gone through with it because of listening to an episode of a podcast or reading a blog article. I really hope that I'm communicating this without coming across as egotistical, because I say this with utmost humility when I say how honored I am to do this work. Now I've got to get through this without crying. So today's episode is a very powerful one because it will hit home for a lot of people. And I know this is a topic that many of you guys have wanted me to explore before. So I thought today would be the best time to do that. This one's going to be a little bit gritty. This one will require you guys to show up with some emotional bravery if you're willing to do this. And I can guarantee you that if you listen to this topic with an open heart and some brutal honesty, some self-honesty, then we will create some changes together. So if that sounds good, keep listening. The topic of today is, how are you filling the gap between your heart and the universe? I want you to ask yourself that question right now. How are you filling the gap between your heart and the universe? Now, by universe, for those that are new to the Journey to Manifesting podcast and perhaps some ideas surrounding the law of attraction and spirituality, the idea and the principle of what I teach is that we are infinitely connected to a power that animates all that is. Whether you call that God or the universe or source, force, the beloved, whatever it is that resonates within your heart is what you get to call this power. And the second part of exhibiting and displaying reverence for this all-pervading force is that we are part of it, that this life force is living through us as a magnificent, miraculous manifestation. So when you understand that there is no separation between yourself and God or yourself and the universe, then you can begin to create some incredible things in your life. But like in many people's lives, and I'm sure you know somebody or you may have experienced this yourself, that sometimes we try and fill the gap, fill the hole between ourselves and fulfillment. We need to commune with the universe, but we have this pain, we have this illusion that we have fallen into this mental trap where we believe that if we behave in a certain way, a self-destructive pattern, for instance, that it will give us the unconditional love that we are always seeking from the universe. But what if I told you that you didn't have to do that? What if I told you that you didn't have to press the self-destruct button, that you could feel as if you were enough, as if you are worthy, as if you are perfectly imperfect right now, just as you are? Well, then if you really believed that, then we wouldn't have so many emotional eaters. We wouldn't have people that need a glass of wine at the end of the day to reward themselves, or, excuse me, perhaps shopping. Shopping addiction is a real thing. You know, no amount of Amazon purchases can close the gap between your heart and the universe. And some of these behaviors don't have to be extreme forms of addiction. And I know addiction runs very strongly in many people's families. I know this from personal experience because addiction runs very strongly in my family. My sister, I have no contact with my little sister because she has got, she was caught up with drugs for many years. And I've got these two beautiful children that my sister has never met. And so it really toys with your emotions when you're not able to connect authentically with people you love, because they fall into the trap of the illusion that there is a separation between themselves and the universe. And they struggle, so often they struggle, and you might even be experiencing this yourself, that we push down our emotions, whether we eat away our emotions, drink them away, shop them away, have sex with them away, I don't know, but sex addiction is a real thing too. And addiction shows up as a call from the universe to remember that we are part of everything, that we are all in this together, that there is no judgment, there is no separation, and that it is our sacred duty to remember to make that journey from our head into our heart to close the gap between ourselves and the universe. We need to build that bridge, but we can't do it if we keep on placing obstacles in the way. You know, we just can't do it. And I'm reminded of this because I don't get it right all the time. I've been an emotional eater. I have depended on alcohol at times to get through a day, or I have frivolously spent money without consciously thinking about the impact that it will have. And when I really pause and examine the reasons why I'm doing that, it presents itself very clearly that there is a disconnect, that I have unplugged from the matrix. But here's the thing that I really want you to remember over and above anything that I say today, is that if you fall into the parameters of self-destructive patterning, even if it's just mild, even if you're just about to acknowledge it, whatever it is, it doesn't mean that you're wrong. You've got to not approach it from the space of judgment. You actually have to approach it from the space of self-compassion. So then you can start to begin to close that gap between your heart and the universe. Because the harsh reality is that no amount of new shoes, new clothes, new acquisitions, conquests, whatever it is going to make you feel good. So now that we've painted that accurate picture, now that I've painted that picture for you guys, now I want to tell you the things that will help you to navigate your way to that space where you feel like you've returned home, that you were literally embraced by the love of the universe and the remembrance that the universe loves you unconditionally. You are so loved. I mean, many of us seek love in the weirdest places, whether it's through approval, through safety, through acceptance, whatever it is, or even control. Some people believe that if they hold tight control over every minute detail in their lives, that somehow that will make them feel loved. But really it doesn't. It creates problems. So the key is a three-part process. You need to go with the flow. You need to be flexible, and especially with your thoughts and your beliefs, and really try them on. So you might be saying right now, well, Sarah, I don't have any limiting beliefs, or I don't have any self-destructive patterns. But look at ways that this kind of stuff hides in your life. It could be that you have a lot of trash in your handbag or your purse. It could be the center console of your car is filled with like old receipts. Whatever it is, these are ways that we are guided to clean and clear the energy in not only our environment, but emotionally as well. Because so often you'll find that, have you ever seen one of those shows like Hoarders, for example? I mean, that is the perfect illustration of people that have experienced severe trauma in their lives, which manifests as the inability to let go. That they seek safety in closing the gap between their heart and the universe by acquiring stuff, junk that can't get thrown out, and it literally piles up around them. So that's the first thing, go with the flow and be flexible with your ideas. The second element in closing the gap between your heart and the universe is to take time to connect to the universe. I can't stress this enough, everybody. The number one thing that I find the most worrying in the personal development and spirituality space, especially with law of attraction teachers, is that it's very mind-based. Yes, that came out correctly. Here's the thing. Reverence, connecting to the universe. And if you are not new to this podcast, you would have heard me talk about this a lot. When you meditate, you go with the flow. You are open to all possibilities. You're connecting with that magnificent, all-pervading energy that animates all it is. So once you tune into that, it's like, just imagine for a moment that you have an Ethernet cable for your computer and you can plug it into the fastest internet ever. Okay, this is what plugging into the universe will do for you. So this is why it's so important to close that gap. And the third element, and this is a big one, guys, this one is about self-acceptance. Self-acceptance and realizing that you don't need anything to be worthy. That you don't need to alter your state. Whatever you're feeling, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, depression, anything. Like, emotions come on a huge spectrum of options. Everything from feeling anxious and depressed to feeling joyful and grateful, you know. We feel it all. And the one mistake that a lot of people in this industry make is that they push it away and they make it wrong. And that's why my teachings are a little bit different, and especially people that are part of my Manifesting Academy will know this, that I teach people, or remind them, it's more reminding than teaching because it's giving you the option, I remind people to guide their energy and guide their emotions and not turn their back on the shadow side of things, to embrace it. Because when you shine that light on it, it actually doesn't snowball, it doesn't get bigger. Because so often we overcomplicate things, or we believe that because one thing is not going the best in our lives, that all things aren't going according to plan and nothing will ever turn out the way that we want it to. It's that all or nothing attitude. We've got to remember that the present moment is how you close the gap between your heart and the universe the fastest. To be here now. And if you can do that, then, you know, you have manifested the best. So I hope you enjoyed this episode about how are you filling the gap between your heart and the universe. I would personally love to hear your thoughts on this subject. If you would like to leave a comment in the blog post for the show notes that are part of this episode, please feel free to do so. Or alternatively, one of the things I love about this community is the reviews that are left on iTunes. Please leave me a review. I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you tune in to the energy that you're putting out there because it returns to you, okay? And every single review that I read, I send back the energy of love and appreciation and gratitude. So that's it from me for today. I really hope that you enjoyed the show. And until next time, enjoy your journey to manifesting.